Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, if it's Tuesday, it must be a two for Tuesday in my old DJ voice. It's a two for Tuesday, Sam Crowley, back and better than ever. So we talked just prior to this, the podcast just before this one, talking about just start, just get going, right? Quit fear and stuff that isn't there. Now let's talk about the house of fear, the haunted house, because this is Thriller. All right. Is that to invoke my inner Michael Jackson? From Thriller, here we go. Think of the haunted house, okay? Think about why, if you knew, when you walk through a haunted house, like here, we got Kings Island here, and in the fall, they gussy it all up, the roller coasters and all the inside stuff. It's all haunted. Boo! I forget what they even call it. Fright Night. I don't know. That's not what it is. Doesn't matter. You've been to a haunted house, right? You know what's coming, okay? You know what's coming. You're walking through the haunted house, and somebody jumps out at you. And you're like, scared for a minute or two, or, you know, if you're my daughter, all night long, and then you don't sleep. But think about that. You know it's coming. You know the person's going to jump out of the, you know, of the dark, and they're going to scare you, and you're scared. But then you're like, oh, okay, that's cool, actually. You like it. You actually thought, I mean, you're expecting to be scared. When you launch a business, I don't know why, but for most people, or even anything, your blog, your podcast, a video channel, whatever it is, you launch it, and then you don't expect to fail, or you don't expect there to be a technical glitch, or you don't expect a hater out there to make fun of you or something like that. And I don't know why, because if you just expect it, yeah, of course it hits you for a few minutes. You're like, ah, that sucked. But then you get back at it, okay? Like the haunted house. But some people who get paralyzed by it, like, oh my God, I can't do another video. Oh my, I look terrible. My voice is bad. Somebody made fun of me. It didn't work. I lost money, whatever. And you allow that fear to just permeate all throughout your body, like just a poison that just envelops your body. And it there's nothing rational about that, because you have to expect some sort of failure when you get started. You have to expect a hiccup. You have to expect something or a lot of things to go wrong. But yet, you don't react the same way you did in a haunted house where you're like, oh, and then you're like, oh, okay, that was good. That was good, actually. So, you know, whatever you try to do, if it doesn't work, just go, oh my God, it failed. The webinar crashed. The video didn't work. The audio was terrible. Somebody made fun of me. A coworker heard my podcast, and they're laughing in the next booth over. By the way, all of that has happened to me. All of the above has happened to me. and then you're like, oh, okay, well, that was cool. I expected it. That's it. Just expect it to happen. Now, there's a difference between expecting that, okay, knowing that it's all part of the entrepreneurial journey, and expecting to fail. Because don't confuse the two, okay? Having a failing expectation is not good. Meaning, here's the difference. It's like, oh, okay, I was expecting, is that it? Okay, good. Well, that wasn't so bad. You know, meaning the whole site didn't crash or everything didn't go to hell in a handbasket. But when you have that other mentality of just a defeatist mindset, you're like, well, I'm going to put this out there, but I just know it. Nobody's going to listen to it. I just know they're going to make fun of me, or I'll have a webinar, but nobody's going to show up, so I'll get it done. Well, yeah, it's not that isn't going to work, okay? That isn't going to work at all. Actually, that's going to guarantee you're never going to have success, because it's a defeatist mindset. You're basically saying to yourself, and you're asking, you know, your subconscious to deliver a horrible performance, okay? Here's what your subconscious hears, okay? This is going to be terrible. He's telling me, she's telling me this is going to be absolutely horrible. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to give her what she wants, a horrible presentation. Yay! How do we do? Good? Because your subconscious doesn't know any different. It's either you're either going to reward you, they're going to reward you with whatever it is that you want, bad, good or bad. Now, if your subconscious hears, I'm going to put the best damn piece of content together, get it out there, and whatever happens, you know, not all of them are going to be a home run, but this is the best I got. And somebody out there, one person, even if one person appreciates it, that's going to be awesome. Well, guess what? You're going to deliver the best. And you already know, you already expect. You're walking into the haunted house, somebody jumps out, boo, website crashes, boo, negative feedback, boo, didn't make any money. Oh, okay, cool. What do you get? Experience. What do you get from experience? You get wisdom. And guess what? Those of us that don't learn from our mistakes are doomed to repeat them. But those of us that actually learn, I'm telling you what, man, you're engineered for success. But you cannot expect to try to avoid this stuff. No different than you walking through that haunted house on Halloween, expect to avoid the guy jumping out at you. That's what they're there for, to scare you, to get you off your game. That's what those little hiccups are for in business and in your personal life and all over the place, is to try to get you off your game, to distract you from the real purpose and the real message, the real reason why you're here on earth, to do great things. If that's all it takes, don't get in the game at all. But you're better than that. You're bigger than that. You need to do this. Just like we talked about on the previous podcast, your greatest days, they haven't even happened yet. You know, you probably haven't even walked into that haunted house of fear. You've envisioned what it's like. You've got yourself all worked up because you think you know what's going to happen. You have no idea the amount of satisfaction that's going to be derived. And if you're somebody that's already in the game, you got to start playing at a higher level, man. I mean, you're playing at such a small level. If you're not walking around sometimes with that little bit of like you're sitting in the front seat of the roller coaster about to go right down the other end of the hill. I started riding roller coasters in 2013, 3 years ago. We got our first, imagine this, as long as we lived in Cincinnati, we lived 10 minutes from Kings Island. And my first season pass with the kids, because now they're old enough, I can ride roller coaster with them as well. And I had just a ridiculous fear of roller coasters. I don't know why, because we're walking around the park, they're going 100 miles an hour and a corkscrew and everybody's screaming and vomiting. But I don't know why I had a fear of them. So I made it a point to ride every roller coaster at Kings Island. Scared the crap out of me. I mean, there's this one called Diamondback. And if you live in Cincinnati, you know what I'm talking about. It's huge. Google it, Diamondback. Now they have a newer one that they just came out with. Banshee came out 2 years ago, even crazier. But anyway, Diamondback just went, it felt like it was going up 100 stories straight in the air. And oh my God, I was in the second seat of this thing 3 years ago, trying to conquer my fear of roller coasters. And we got to the very top and it was just about to go over. And I closed my eyes almost at a point where my eyelids were in the back of my head. That's how tight my eyes were closed. And this is the same way I felt going into business. This is the same way I felt uploading my very first podcast. It was the same feeling. And when that thing started going, I wish they would just shoot up to the top of the hill, but they can't. They go tick, 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 tick. And you hear the chains pulling the whole carts, you know, tink, 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 tink. And it slows down as you get to the top. And tink, tink, and then and you're off. And it's like in a New York minute, that thing is over. And you're wondering, what in the hell just happened to my stomach and my face? They're both paralyzed. I don't even know which one's which. You know what's funny? I rode that in one day. I got one of those fast lane passes where you go to the front of the line. This was about 3 months later at the end of the summer. I rode it 27 times in one day. I think that little bit of my OCD kicked in. That's what I do in business. Once I figure something out, once I conquer it, man, I do it 27 more times because then it's fun. When you conquer fear, it is so fun, man. And when you understand that it really is false evidence appearing real, I mean, that's kind of the moniker of fear that everybody knows, false evidence appearing real. It's no different than the roller coaster, man. Jump in, have a great time, understand that haunted house, man, when you jump out and you're going to do something big in business and in life, you're going to get scared on purpose just to see how bad you want it, just to see, are we going to be able to shake you up? And you're like, hell no, I'm in this game, man. It's my passion. I'm not giving up. What are you, crazy? Ain't nothing haunted house going to scare me. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.